Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. About a year ago, or a little over a year ago, December 2008, I was emailed by a guy called Jason from Scotland who runs a blog called The Pop Cop. And he'd come up with this idea, which at that point had been running for a few months, of creating a musical alliance pact. He called it the Music Alliance Pact. And the idea is that bloggers from around the world, music bloggers, pick an MP3 to represent their country. And on one day of the month, the 15th of the month, we all post simultaneously the song selected by all of those bloggers with a link to the artist's MySpace page, a bit of a blurb about the artist and their song, and download of the song. And it's been growing and growing, and I thought it was about time to take a look back. So I thought we'd take a look back at the first 12 months of Counting the Beat, putting New Zealand on the map. So let's go back to the very first post that I made back in December 2008. It was Bearcat with Red Panda Blues.
CCP took fuel and away. They don't care about the fur on your face. Every panda and person is the same. They don't care about the fur on your face.
They stole your land, bamboo from your hands. Now all you can do is sing. They stole your land, bamboo from your hands. Now all you can do is sing.
It's feeling so used. You got a dose of those red panda blues. You got you jumping through fiery hoops. You got a dose of those red panda blues.
That was Bearcat with Red Panda Blues, the way I kicked off the New Zealand contribution to the Music Alliance Pact in December 2008. I remember being taken aback in late December, getting an email asking for the January contribution because, you know, I just kind of assumed in that New Zealand way that everyone kicked back and went to the beach and didn't do anything for a month. But no, the rest of the music world kept ticking over. So I was scrambled around and picked a track which was one of my favourites of 2008. This was the January 2009 MAP contribution from Princess Chelsea. It's Monkey Eats Bananas. Princess Chelsea, Monkey Eats Bananas. You can email studio@waihekiradio.org.nz. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/waihekiradio, or you could write us a letter to PO Box 584, Oniroa. Now, The Enright House is the musical project of Mark Roberts from Christchurch, and despite being predominantly a solo affair, his 2007 album Amaze and Amazement was filled with songs that had a real sense of grandeur, and he re-released some of those songs in acoustic form on an EP called the Six Acoustic Renditions EP, and I selected a song from that for the February 2009 Music Alliance Pact contribution. This is the acoustic version of Scattering the Sun Like Gunshot. No. Yeah, Scattering the Sun Like Gunshot from the Enright House. the Enright House. When I've selected tracks for the Music Alliance Pact, I've mainly tended towards unknown acts because it's a chance for international exposure, and I get a lot of feedback from other posters from other countries that they're picking up on some of these bands and buying their releases. And the uptake and the interest in the Music Alliance Pact is growing enormously, so it's a good opportunity for these bands. But there are a couple of exceptions, and I was fairly pleased in March 2009 to be able to feature one of New Zealand's iconic bands, the Villains, who of course were one of the bands to define the Dunedin sound. They released a lot of classic recordings on Flying Nun between 1981 and 1996. They had a bit of a rest until 2007 when they released the Potboiler album, and then late 2009 they released Corporate Moronic. Now, a song that was meant to be on that but never turned up being on the album was one that I featured on Music Alliance Pact. It's about the unlikely subject of a free trade agreement between New Zealand and China. Here are the Villains with Yangtze Cod and Chips.
Two pieces of Yangtze cod and chips, no other fish may pass my lips, cause kiwi cod of red and blue, these days we're told are getting few. And just like a feed of orange roughy, the price of gold per ounce, well, roughly. So chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead. Chips for me, in spite of the lead and the mercury, and in spite of all the petrol miles and the clean green air, the boat defiles when it comes and goes each month or so, taking our fish there by the tenth they go. So it's chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead. And a burger of lamb or beef is like a pie in the sky. And if I sing my song in prison, it'll be an extraordinary rendition. But who am I? Bought me a brand new liver, so I shouldn't complain of a dirty river. So it's Yangtze cod and chips for me, for the price of $2 and my dignity, cause kiwi cod, sing along. Of gold per ounce, well, roughly. So chips and Yangtze cod, please, Fred, there's precious little my dollar can buy me instead.
In April 2009, I was very pleased to be able to feature to the world, Three-Legged Horse from our hometown, Waiheke Island, from their album Down. And I featured the track Red, the opening track on the album. And, you know, it was really nice to play that, of course, with the demise of Three-Legged Horse later on in the year. Luckily, they left behind that fantastic monument to the music scene here on Waiheke, because they really took it in a different direction. And it was a good chance to show the world what we could do here. Here's Red.
wish my love for you. Like Modigliani, I could paint your eyes with all the color in your life, with all the darkness that comes with time.
I wish my love.
Was Three-Legged Horse with Red from their album Down. Now, in May 2009, it was about that time that I got interviewed by German public radio about the Music Alliance Pact, and there's been a number of features about it around the world, including the Guardian newspaper in the UK, German public radio, and a I believe French Public Radio have also run a feature on it, plus a website, Spin TV, have also made a big feature. So lots and lots of interest around the world. There's now 35 countries participating, so that's quite a lot of attention coming on New Zealand bands through this. So at the time that I was interviewed by German Public Radio about the New Zealand participation in the Music Alliance Pact, the song for that month was from the Sing Songs, who are from Wellington, and they sing kind of sweet pop songs, really. This is their number, Pamphlet Baby. Listening to Counting the Beat on Waiheke Radio. I'm Chris, and I'm running through the contributions that I've made through Counting the Beat to the Music Alliance Pact, an international initiative of bloggers from around the world submitting songs from their country once a month and blogging them simultaneously and making them available for exposure around the world. In June 2009, it was my seventh contribution, and I stayed on a pop theme. Lisa Crawley, multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, who released an EP called Hello, Goodbye, and Everything in Between. From that EP, I contributed this song, Brother.
You can tell your mother, you can tell your dad, but girl, if you tell your brother, I know that would get him quite mad. You can maybe tell your sister, write it in one of your songs, but girl, if you tell your brother, I doubt that he'll sing along. Well,
I'm
That is such a catchy song, firmly in a kind of a Regina Spektor kind of mould, but it's the brass, I think, that really makes it. July 2009, the Music Alliance pack contribution from New Zealand came from Urban Tramper, a five-piece from Wellington. They're kind of a loose collective known as Tree Ninja, and the band produce introspective pop songs, but they've got this kind of endearing, naive angst about their place in the world. They're also a band with a manifesto. At the time that I submitted the song, the band were considering issues of music distribution, copyright, and the impact of those on the nature of the relationship between them and their audience. They've got quite a strong back catalogue. A lot of it is available for free. If you check out urbantramper.blogspot.com, you can find your way to that. And the song that we had in July 2009 was the Southern Hemisphere Blues.
My inbox is empty.
My heart is so full of love.
My cell phone is quiet.
My ringtone just fucks me up.
But I just keep on checking.
I'm thinking of leaving it all.
Counting the Beat with Chris, and I'm running through songs that I've featured on the Music Alliance Pact over my first year of contributing. In August 2009, I featured Sorashima, a four-piece instrumental group from Hamilton, who specialise in those kind of stark, quiet, and apocalyptic guitar epics that I'm oh so fond of. They released an EP last year called Destroy Electronica, which is a bit ironic, really, because they kind of embraced electronic music for the first time in that EP. This one's called Hello Big Sky. It's the Radio 909 remix.
Thank you.
Sorashima with Hello Big Sky, the Radio 909 remix, and that was the, I believe it was the August contribution to the Music Alliance Pact. In September, I put up Jordan Rain, and by the way, a lot of these are getting a lot of exposure. So we've got 35 blogs participating. Some of them have got a lot of subscribers. For example, I guess I'm floating in the US has somewhere in the region of 4,000 regular subscribers, plus all the people who pop in. And the place where I host these, I'm getting whacked, actually, from a heap of downloads of each of these songs because they're put up as a high-quality MP3 each week. By the way, if you want to go and find any of these, just search on www.countingthebeat.gen.nz. On the sidebar, you'll find a little bit where you can search old episodes, look for MAP or Music Alliance Pact, and you can download all of these, plus, of course, all of the contributions from the other countries that are participating, which are most of the time very, very, very good. Anyway, back to September 09, Jordan Rain, The Proximity of Death, that's taken from her fifth album, How the Dead Live. And she's a musician who's combined folk, electronica, soundscapes and industrial music, and she's got quite a strong following on the darkwave scene, whatever the hell that is. How the Dead Live is her most contemplative work, however. It was commissioned by the Department of Conservation. She undertook a residency in Karamea and wrote this album, which fictionalizes the life of a pioneer woman, Susanna Hawes. And the album tells a story, but it adds history in as a character in the story. And Roy Rain has announced that this will be her last album. She's going to concentrate on writing and visual art now. But from September 2009, Music Alliance Pact, here's Jordan Rain with The Proximity of Death, Blue-Eyed Boy.
Six miles of bad road between you and I. Only 6 miles of bad road and blue sky. If you get here fast, you won't feel his breath, you won't catch his eye. And I'll count the time and I'll watch the days till he makes you fly. Oh, oh, oh. Only 3 feet of shallow water between you and I. Cold isn't deep, but it's just enough to make sure that I, and if you swim to the edge of things where the earth meets the sky, he will meet you there in the setting sun with his empty eyes. Sharp drop past 3 flights of stairs between you and I. Oh, it isn't far and you'll get there fast, cause you're so fragile. We see his smile, we taste his song as you vanish by. You feel his hands and they're cold like bone, but they're gone with time. How do you love your blue eyed boy? How do you love your blue eyed boy? How do you like him? How do you like him?
Incorporating some of the sounds of the west coast of the South Island from Karamea, there was Jordan Rain there with the Proximity of Death, Blue-Eyed Boy. The 11th contribution, or 11th Counting the Beat contribution to the Music Alliance Pact came in October 2009 from Oh Lovely. They're a Christchurch band. They've got this kind of glistening, ringing guitar sound that reminds me of some of the great bands from Christchurch's past, like Balderspace and Love's Ugly Children. And the band had morphed from the more poppy, the Oh Lovelies, with singer and keyboardist Laura Lee remaining at the centre of the band, and she's been joined by Perry Mahoney from Bang Bang Etch, and his guitar gives it that kind of darker, noisier feel that you will hear on this song from the Lost Luck EP, which is called A Different Day. Oh Lovely with A Different Day. Now, rounding up the first year of Counter the Beat contributions to the Music Alliance Pact, from November 2009 I featured Psychic Powers. They're an international duo. Nick Brinkman is a New Zealander and he collaborates with Alejandro Cohen from Los Angeles, and they songwrite from opposite side of the worlds via the internet. And this piece is very 80s sounding synth pop. It's about Nick's hometown, which is our capital, Wellington, bringing together, and it kind of brings together the local and the global in a way that it seemed to be purpose made really for the Music Alliance Pact, being very, very local and international all in one song. Here it is. This is Wellington from the Psychic Powers. You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. On this episode, you heard my contributions to the Music Alliance Pact. Those postings are made on the 15th of each month and are on countingthebeat.gn.nz.